to the Friday edition. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Though right now, we are actually in the middle of a top 10 list. The top 10 things that you shouldn't buy new. And if you want to add in your suggestions here, 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to continue the top 10 list here in a moment, but let's go to Vince in Indiana first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Good. What's up, Vince?
Hey, I was going to tell you, I bought my child a few years ago one of those electric trucks that they can drive around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 7 years old. I mean, now he's 13, but...
So these are like one of those Power Wheels. These things are several hundred dollars, aren't they?
Yes.
What'd you get it for?
How much did you pay for it, Vince?
Oh, gosh, I paid about $600 for it, if I remember correctly.
And he bought it new.
Yeah. How long was it before he outgrew it?
About 2 years.
And how many times in
that's
the two...
That's actually not too bad. I mean, that's
bad.
Like a computer.
But how many times in the 2 years did he actually use the thing?
Oh, I bet he used it a lot.
He used it a lot.
Okay, yeah, that's
he drove around a lot when it snowed, too.
I see.
That's not too bad, but consider this. It's a toy truck as opposed to a computer. I mean, you're paying $600. I mean, that's
computer.
Not,
you could have done.
You could have learned a lot
for a lot longer of a time.
Maybe.
Well.
Oh yes.
Well,
you know,
it's important to know how to drive too.
A toy truck.
Yeah, on the sidewalk. Now wait a minute. So you got it for $600. 2 years later, he outgrew it. Is it still sitting in the garage, or did you sell it at a garage sale or something?
I sold it.
And what'd you get it? What'd you sell it for?
I said about $250.
You know, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Took care of it.
Yeah, you didn't do too bad there. I mean, over 2 years' time, you spent approximately $350 on it, or actually $250.
Yeah. I sold it 2 years ago, so.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Thanks for the call, Vince. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, in 2 years' time, a lot of cars will lose more value than that. So
as far as percentage?
You know, percentage-wise, yeah.
So what we're so that's the one we're on now. The first two items were books and DVDs and CDs.
Let me recap a little bit.
Things you shouldn't, as far as things you shouldn't buy new, no need to recap. We've got like eight more of these. We need to jump into it.
Okay,
so
well,
let's hit the toys one.
They say rather than that's what I wanted to recap is the toys one. She says, parents know it's impossible to predict which toy will be a hit and which will lie forlorn at the bottom of the toy box. So rather than gamble it for full price, cruise consignment shops or yard sales for bargains.
Oh, yes.
She says her husband's latest score is a plastic push pedal and ride trike, which retails for $28 and he paid $10. That looks like new after a brief scrub.
Nice.
So there you go. Better than cheap, though, is free. Some parents.
I'm with that.
Yeah. Some parents set up regular toy swapping meets. Or you might be lucky enough to score hand-me-downs from friends and relatives. She says the exception is that some parents get away with giving used toys for birthdays and holidays, but most of us and our kids have been fairly well brainwashed into believing that gifts should be purchased new.
Well, now, wait a minute. If you raise your children, if you're raising your kids from day one, then how is it they're going to be brainwashed into thinking that their toys should be brand new?
Commercials, TV.
I don't think that TV necessarily
so.
Represents purchasing.
If you're friends at school,
if you're raising them from, to believe that it's a bargain and all that other stuff, then I think that you can probably teach them that it's a good idea to look in consignment shops, yard sales, and those kind of things.
Absolutely, I think that if you can explain to your kids that saving money is important and show them how that we can actually get you more toys for less. I mean. I think they could easily.
I don't know, man. I think good luck with that. I mean, did you guys, when you were little, did you want something used or did you want it new?
It didn't matter to me. I don't know what I want. I know I wanted new stuff because I never saw the opportunity to get used stuff.
No, I wasn't like that at all because I was raised to be very financially responsible and I was buying my own stuff. I was doing chores
that's
around
good.
The house.
Yeah, that's,
and
that's
getting,
good.
I was doing chores around the house and getting allowance and saving it. And when I was 8 years old, I bought my own Nintendo for $100. And that was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
So I wasn't spoiled by my parents at all.
When I was 8 years old, I had my Nintendo taken away from me, and they forced me to buy a keyboard to learn music. So, yeah, it was good parenting.
Somebody's bitter.
Bad parenting. Yeah, it was a little bit better because, right. You know what? Guess what I don't play today?
Keyboard.
Don't play keyboard.
Yep, exactly.
And I really would have liked to have learned guitar, but, you know, So
what can you do?
An example of good parenting, someone who learns skills like money management,
right.
Or someone who just learns to be bitter about not playing music.
Right.
Hmm. See what force does people. Force.
Yes, but
not
your parents
thing.
Wanted to live through you. They wanted to live vicariously through their son.
Yeah.
You could do all of the things they never could.
Like not play video games. Wait. Oh, they did that because they didn't have video games. Anyway, moving on. Jewelry.
Markups
on most gems. 100% or more is
Keystone,
fairly
they
common.
Call it. Yes.
Which, that means that you'd be lucky to get 1/3 of what you paid at a retail store.
And that's
should
really,
you ever need to sell.
That's the truth. That's what happened with me. I got about 1/3 out of the of that diamond that I got for Heather.
Yikes. You're lucky you got to get it back.
What do you mean, the diamond?
How did you get it back? I mean, you gave her a diamond and she gave it back to you, or what happened?
We didn't
then?
Get married.
Okay, well, that's good.
I mean, it's an engagement ring.
Okay,
you're
that's
engaged
good.
To be married. If you don't get married, you got to give the diamond back,
depends
lady.
On who you're with, I guess. Look at,
I think there are a lot of women. Cut and run.
Yeah. Well, they may cut and run, but the law says they have to give it back.
What diamond?
I understand that you could do such a thing.
Uh-huh.
You say, I lost it.
Yeah.
And if you're going out with that sort of woman, you deserve to have your money
fair enough.
Lost. I mean, don't go out with women that will steal crap from you. don't give them anything.
Does the law really say that? I would think that would fall
it's
under
a
gift.
It's called a, there's gifts of pursuit versus gifts of something else. And the gifts that you intend to get something for, like, for instance, you're giving a diamond with the intent of getting a marriage out of it.
But now, wait, to be fair, Mark, you may not know in advance that your woman would want to steal the diamond from you. You may have given her this diamond and, love you, I love you, I'm going to have married. I'm going to get married with you, here's a diamond. Then you say, I don't love you anymore, I'm breaking up with you, can I have my diamond back? What? And then she could explode and all of a sudden change your personality.
I really don't believe that's so.
Okay.
I don't. I believe that if you see the world that way, you're a dope. Okay? I mean, because, really, there's good women and there's bad women, and you can tell the difference, and you ought to know.
If you have an example of a time where you were surprised by your partner, 800-259-9231. Mark,
what
do you think exists?
And you're going to make me call each one of these people a dope?
No.
I mean, really, that's what you've just done.
Because the bad women can also be people that act like they're very nice and then change their tune.
I understand that's true. And if so, you shouldn't be going out with a woman who's that much slyer and that much smarter than you are.
You wouldn't know, smarty pants.
Yes, you would. Smart people are smart, and dumb people are dumb.
Fine.
And I know when somebody's smarter than me, and I know when somebody's dumber than me.
So you won't date anyone who's smarter than you?
I won't date anybody who's that much smarter than me. Heck no. Why would I? Why would
somebody
date me?
You know what? He is such a big talker. I hope some girl takes you big time after making that comment.
Oh, I would not. I'm just telling you
what a good advice is.
I know everybody.
Well, I'm not saying I've always followed good advice.
Sit in the same room with me for 5 minutes and I'll know your personality inside and out.
Whatever, Mark.
You don't
we'll see.
You can't tell whether people are good people or bad people from the beginning.
What's your wife think about you?
She thinks that I'm, she thinks that I have a problem. But she doesn't think I'm a bad person. I haven't done anything to her.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, the exception here is that you, if you want something, actually, I guess she says a little bit more about the gems. She says, let somebody else get socked with the depreciation of the gem. Find a pawn shop that's been in business for a while. Get to know the owner. Ask him or her for recommendations. Some readers have had good results buying via newspaper ads.
Hmm.
She says, but I'd want to take the piece to a jeweler for an appraisal first.
Right.
The exception, she says, is you want something custom-made. Even then, consider buying used stones and then getting them reset.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Better than all that, just don't buy jewelry, period. What a waste of money. Just... 800-259-9231.
Yeah, give those numbers out.
Some people like jewelry, and they want to have it.
I understand they like jewelry, but it's silly.
Be smart in how you get it.
It's gaudy. And it's a waste of time.
Remember, ladies, you get moved to the front of the line if you want to call in and tell Ian what a dope he is.
800-259-9231. You tell me why people should buy jewelry. It's a total hole to throw money down. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free again, 800-259-9231. 9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board systems there with over 120,000 posts and over 1,200 people are interacting. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Well, nobody called in, guys, to defend jewelry. I said, what's the point of it? It's just a waste. It's gaudy. It's flashy. It's just... throw your money down a rat hole. That's all jewelry is to me.
I disagree that jewelry is throwing your money down a rat hole.
What about women that have, like, sets of shoes, just 40 pairs.
Women love their shoes, don't they?
Yeah, what about women who have 40 pairs of shoes? What do you think of that, Ian?
What is the resale value on shoes compared to one-third of the value on jewelry?
Resale value on shoes, probably not so much.
Nil.
Yeah.
Right. The resale value on everything is nil.
I know. I'm throwing Ian under the bus because I'm sure he feels just the same way about women with shoes as women with jewelry.
Well, you need to wear shoes. I mean, you have to have.
Do you need
shoes.
To wear 40 pairs?
No,
what about 60
not.
Pairs?
No,
what about 100 pairs?
Not. I think that a few pairs is fine.
Don't listen to Ian. I mean, he would have us wearing bearskins and living in
caves. Burlap sacks and twine.
I mean, how can you make a claim like that?
The claim I'm making is based on the fact that you do half of the shows in heart-covered underpants.
We're very lucky this evening.
We're in my third bedroom, man. What do you expect? I don't have to be pretty for you. I'm not doing a show in a Main Street front studio like we used to do.
It's not like
if you
wore
could
nice
have, you
either.
Would have worn. You would have gone without a shirt there too. Hey,
oh,
ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, he just doesn't care.
I mean, why should I care? It's the human body. Big whoop. Get over yourself.
He's a man completely without shame. Completely without shame.
What is to be shamed? What is shameful about nudity?
I want to hear from women that like shoes and jewelry. They're out there.
They're
listening.
They're just
call
scared.
In.
They're scared. Yeah, they're scared to call. 800-259-9999.
We'll support you. We'll back you up. Me and Mark, I like a woman with some nice shoes.
All right, so we've been through. We're doing the 10 things that you shouldn't buy new, according to MSNBC Money. We've done books, DVDs, CDs, kids' toys, jewelry. What's next?
Sports equipment.
Hmm.
We may buy everything from badminton rackets. Who buys badminton rackets? From weight sets, fully intending to wear them out. But too often, they wind up collecting dust. Buy someone else's good intention, and you'll save them some bucks. Save some bucks. The words them wasn't even in there. I put that in there. You'll save by buying someone else's weight equipment that they decided that they weren't going to use.
Exactly. As so many people do.
Right. So it's just happy hunting grounds here. Our yard sales, newspaper and online ads, resale stores.
There are some stores, Play It Again. They resell stuff.
Yep.
Sure.
The exception, they say, are shoes, baseball mitts, and anything else that will mold to the wearer's body. In addition...
Have mold in them.
In addition, some people shun buying anything used if it has a motor, like a treadmill. They won't get enough use out of the piece before it dies. Given how little most such devices are given how little most such devices get used before they're sold, though, you might want to take the chance because...
If it's a good price, yeah.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of people, you know, probably
aren't
using their treadmill at all.
And especially if you know the seller.
Right. And you know that they're lazy.
Right.
You can get a... It's sort of like pays your money and you takes your chances as far as those things go. You often save a great deal of money doing these sorts of things. But at the same time... you know, sometimes you're going to buy that television or electronic equipment or whatever, and it's going to work for a couple of days.
But over time, if you buy enough used stuff, it's going to more than pay for itself.
I agree, but at that moment in time, when you're sitting there in front of that one piece of equipment that went kerflooey on you within a couple of days.
To be fair, there are certainly plenty of times when you can buy something brand new, flip it on, and then... 10 hours later, it's dead.
Yes, but you get generally there's some sort of warranty and take it back to the store.
Right.
Whereas it's still
a hassle.
If you
still
buy,
disappointing.
It is a disappointing and a hassle, but you can take it back to the store and get your money back and get a new product. But if you, if we're talking about a used item, there's nothing.
I will admit, being the fatty I am, I purchased a piece of exercise equipment that I didn't really use. An ab roller. I can't say that I didn't really use it because...
Is that the one that Suzanne Summers sells?
No. What this is, it's kind of like a little bar that you put your head on. And what it is it kind of supports your neck when you do sit-ups. And I actually really liked the piece of equipment. I did use it a little bit. But the problem is with the thing is that, you know, I had it when I was in college and, you know, a little bit after. It takes up space. Like, you know, it's a big little bar structure thing. It's ugly.
Right.
And it took up space. There was no way to fold it up and put it under anything. So finally, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do exercise and I'm going to do these sit-ups, it's going to be just regular sit-ups. And, you know, I've
Get a mat.
Yeah, exactly. I need to get a mat. That would be the next thing that I'd like to get.
Five remain. Here's one that I don't think a lot of people actually do buy new, but it is a good one. Timeshares. Do you even know what the... you familiar with these things, Mark?
Oh, yeah. This is... you get a week in a condominium in Boca or something like that, and then another 52 people, I guess, have a week, too, and you can swap the weeks out. Sometimes you can take your week and swap it with somebody who's in... Kennebunkport, and so you can do the little sharing thing. So some people think that it's great to have timeshares, and some people don't.
Right. If you like to vacation in the same exact spot,
it doesn't work that way though.
No.
No. There's timeshare swapping groups.
I see. You can swap what week that you stay. You can actually swap a location.
Yeah, you can swap everything. Like there's organizations to which you give your week in Boca Raton,
yeah.
And they, in exchange, they allow you,
Alaska.
This many days here, okay. Whatever.
Makes sense. Well, she says that you can call, I'm taking over here, you can call these a notoriously lousy investment if you could call them an investment at all, but you can't, because what real investment is guaranteed to lose 30 to 70% right off the bat? That is, unless you buy used. There's a huge number of folks who caved in to 3 hours of hard sell and are now desperate to dump their shares. So the exception, though, is some of the higher-end properties and exclusive resorts don't actually lose much value, and they offer benefits like frequent flyer miles. It could be worth the extra money if you buy from the developer. Also, before you buy, though, check resale values online. Don't take an agent's word for how much depreciation to expect. Also, a relatively new type of expensive timeshare called a fractional interest may actually gain in value over time. Something to look into. Cars. Definitely,
yeah.
Something you should not buy new.
I saw a little formula in wealth, more wealth without risk, and it's pretty good for cars. And I bet she has something similar to say.
Well, but somebody has to buy the new cars. Just don't let it be you, okay?
Yeah.
The average new, because if nobody buys new cars, then that's a bad thing. The average new car loses 12.2% of its value in the first year, according to Emmons.com.
Yeah.
On a $20,000 car, that's $2,440, or more than $200 a month. Some cars depreciate even faster, depending on demand, incentives offered, and other factors. So why not let someone else take that hit? Not only will you be able to save money or buy more of a car, but you'll pay less for insurance. Cars are better built and last longer than ever before, which means you're less likely to get a lemon. And then, of course, you've got Carfax and other groups that allow you to trace a car's history. Many late-model used cars are still under warranty, and a trusted mechanic can give your potential purchase the once-over to spot any problems, which is a great idea anytime you're buying used. Don't ever take anybody's word for it. Take it to a mechanic. Have it totally checked out so you know exactly what's wrong. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. Like our newest lady of the Shrine, Miss Anne from Indianapolis. You can see her picture at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can get straight to the Shrine by going to Shrine. freetalklive.com. We're talking about the top 10 things that you shouldn't buy new. Books, DVDs, little kids' toys, jewelry, sports equipment, timeshares. Just finished talking about cars, which you'd think more people would know. I mean, buying a car is such an important decision. It's such a big item. I mean, the two things that most people are paying in their life are House.
Wait, you're going to miss number two, because I know, I just can tell you're going to miss number two.
Car.
Sorry.
No?
Number two, income tax. Mm-hmm. Number three, car.
Okay, true. extra government, house and car. It's a big decision. And you would think that more the message of buy used would get out there more often, but so many people are, they just have this love affair with that new car scent, and I just want to buy a brand new car. I don't understand it. Are you someone who bought a brand new car and regretted it? 1-800-259-9231. We got three more to go here. Software and console games. Buy them used, and you'll pay half or less than what the software costs new. Console games like those for the Xbox and Sony PS2 that list for $50 brand new, for instance, can be bought for $20 or less a year after release. This is another one of those things that I figured out way too late. But I did figure it out. As a kid, I remember I paid $150 for a brand new video game system. And it just fell flat on its face. Within a year's time, the cost of the system was half of the price. 2 years later, it was going for $15. And at that point, I realized I am never again going to buy a brand new piece of video game equipment in my life.
Now, I'm going to put a caveat on that.
You mean the console itself?
The console itself.
Well, I would buy a new console because you get a lot of use out of those things.
You don't want to buy it brand
new. Don't buy it brand new, man.
Wait,
consoles? You mean brand new as in just released?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Wait a year. 1 year.
Okay, because I bought my PlayStation 2. It had to have been, I think it was probably about a year after they came out. But I used that baby till it broke. And I bought another one, and it's probably been...
I'm going to cite the game system that I wanted to get. That's the Xbox 360.
Okay,
I don't
that's
know.
Brand new, right?
Right. I have the Xbox. It was released last Christmas.
Okay.
Now, the next Christmas season is coming up, and the Xbox 360 is going to drop in price because they're going to need to compete with the release of the PlayStation 3 that is being released.
Right.
They're going to need to drop their price, but they're already low. I mean, they're already way ahead of the game. Now,
what are they charging for this?
Come June... I remember during last Christmas season, I guess it was like $400-some-odd for the base price, and then like only went up from there. Like you would expect to get a package if you wanted to get a package where you could really actually play the games. You're looking at like $600 to $700, $800.
Wow.
Okay. So yeah, it's up there. It's like $600 to $800 for the Xbox 360. Now, of course, the price is going to go down, but imagine what the price is going to be like come this June. You know, this not you know
next June.
Yeah, next June. Yeah. It'll be reasonable at that point. It's so ridiculous.
Here's an extra reason to buy a video game system. Again, buying it new, but
thank
waiting.
God people do buy them brand new. God they do. Because otherwise, those of us who are willing to wait a year in order to have this great system,
we wouldn't get anything.
We'd never have the opportunity.
Right.
True.
Because the people that are willing to spend what we're willing to spend, it's not enough for these electronic companies to bring this new stuff out.
It's like we have a little club here.
Yeah.
This is a Free Talk Live club of smart buying decisions. But yes, we definitely want people to go out and make bad decisions so we can benefit from it in the long run. Now, when you're buying a video game system, always a good idea to wait for the reasons you're pointing out. The prices are going to go down, especially as new systems come out. Because if they release one system and then the new hot system comes out, they have to reduce their price in order to compete. Also, here's another reason why you want to wait. Okay, we're still talking about buying these game systems new, just not brand new, just not when they're first released. Another reason is because they revise them. As, you know, sometimes, actually with one system back in the 90s, they released it, and there were bugs in the system.
Right.
They had to recall those systems, so those early adopters got screwed. There have been, on the PlayStation 1, there were at least 7 revisions every single year.
Hard drives overheating and dying, power supplies exploding.
They fixed the bugs, so if you buy that Xbox 360 2 years after it's been released, they've had a chance to fix all the bugs. You're going to get a system that's working, plus the software library is larger as well. When you buy a system at first release, there's what, 20? 30 games
now, this is
at best that have been released at that time? 2 years into it, if the system's popular, you've got 200 to 300 games you can choose from.
Now, that's game systems. I want to put a caveat on this because, you know what? Computer games? I have a computer. Well, I'm kind of in a special situation because I'm an artist, so I have to have a very good computer to do the stuff that I do.
Right.
But a lot of people who are gamers also have, you know, nice gaming-level computers. And software for computer games, if it comes out and it's, you know, software... typically doesn't go down in price as fast as the console video games do. But even still, $50, I think, for a new, brand new video game on the computer, I'm willing to pay. And here's why. Because when the game first comes out, if I'm really into a game, first of all, I have to really like the game, there are discussions, there's kind of a buzz about it, there's a community that forms around that game. And that community vanishes over time. By the time you get to a game, if it's like a year and a half, 2 years out, the community aspect of that game is gone.
That depends on how big the game is and how popular it is.
No, well, that's kind of a new event in the whole gaming world, is these games like Counter-Strike, which is by Valve Software. They put out a game called Half-Life. And it's still popular.
Right.
Counter-Strike
is almost
huge.
10 years old.
Now, the reason why is Valve revolutionized the video game industry by saying, look, programmers, you're out there, you like video games, you're going to rewrite these video games and make what are called modifications. They modify the video games. And they said, look, we're going to let you do that for free. Just do it. Go ahead. We will help you. We will help support your game and possibly even help you make money off of it. And that's why Half-Life and now Half-Life 2 is still so popular.
There you go.
Because of all these.
We got to go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Well, actually, I have a. I'm curious about something you guys mentioned a couple weeks ago about not paying taxes. So, is that something I can talk about, or do you need me to talk about games?
No, dude. This
is
your show. You bring
Free
up whatever
talk
you want. Go ahead.
One of you said briefly, that's why I don't pay federal taxes, because you know you can't control where your money goes to. And do you guys recall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that true?
Yeah. Why would I want to pay federal taxes?
Well, no. I completely agree with you. I'm really curious why you would announce that on the air.
Because I don't care. I'm after freedom, and I'm in search of liberty, and I oppose the federal government at every possible turn. So I've announced it over a year ago, and I'm announcing it again now. I don't pay federal taxes. There's as many as I can avoid. I mean, I buy gasoline, so, okay, there's federal taxes.
Well, right.
I have a cell phone.
About, and
How about what?
How about state taxes?
Well, there are no state income taxes here in Florida, so as far as income is concerned, no. Gasoline taxes, yes. Property taxes, yes, I do pay, because I don't want them coming and taking my assets and my home and that sort of thing. So.
And how is it possible that you can, you don't pay yourself. Someone pays you, and they probably don't
have... No one pays me. No one pays me.
Oh,
I don't work.
You do pay for yourself.
Yeah, this show is ours. I mean,
this is my show.
Oh, well, congratulations. It's fantastic.
Right. Yeah, it's trickier if you have a job. You can.
Yeah, it's much trickier.
Yeah, that's where I was going, because more and more I've been thinking about how much I don't want to pay taxes, but I really have to, because it's not like it's asked of me, it's stolen from me.
Yeah, because employers refuse to withhold money. It's hard to find an employer that would say,
they have to be courageous.
We'll let you be a contractor and not, you know, withhold anything or be an independent contractor.
And you're living in California, so I mean, the odds that you're going to find an employer like that out there is just slim to none. I think that if you ended up joining the Free State Project, for instance, moving to New Hampshire and getting around other people of like mind, other people that are also not paying federal taxes, you could possibly find a job with those types of people and help us spread the message about this, and also come to the defense of those few that the IRS will target. Because the IRS does target people from time to time, but if we all can rally behind those individuals, it's going to make a big difference. And hang on, I think you may have a response, so hang on. 800-259-9231. Taxes and how you can avoid paying them if you've got comments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Though we do ask that you shop with us. At our store, we've got Free Talk Live stuff available for you. It's a pre-order phase right now. If you go to store.freetalklive.com, you'll see the variety of hats and t-shirts and other products that we have available, and also you'll find the instructions as to how you can get a free bumper sticker from us. It's there at store.freetalklive.com. Again, the pre-order phase in effect for the remainder of the month, so that's only 5 or 6 days left on that. If you pre-order with us, you'll get the pre-order discount of over 7%. So you'll see the regular prices at store.freetalklive.com. When you add them to your cart, then you'll see the discount reflected. Again, take advantage of the pre-order while you still can at store.freetalklive.com. We return to Mike in California. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. And you originally called in wondering how it is that, you know, we could get on the air, or I could get on the air and claim to not be paying taxes. Well, it is because I don't have an employer. That makes it a lot easier. And it's just the right thing to do. If I'm not paying taxes, it's the right thing for me to talk about it, because I have a radio show, and maybe the fact that I'm out here doing this could encourage some other people to have the courage that they need, the strength that they need, to also make that choice in their personal life as well. Because I think that there are a lot of people out there that are like you, Mike, that want to stop paying taxes, but have seen over time, you know, Richard Hatch, he was attacked by the IRS earlier this year, Irwin Schiff, a variety of different people that have been railroaded into prison cells as a result of this, and they're scared. They're just scared, and it's time to stop being scared and stand up for freedom and liberty and do what's right.
You know, the We the People organization is a whole group of people that have said that they're going to withhold their tax dollars until they have a series of questions. Yeah, a series of questions are answered by the government. The government hasn't even stepped forward to even address them.
Not even bothering. Mike, your thoughts?
Well, I think there are far more people in this country who want to not pay taxes for the wrong reasons than for the right.
What are the wrong reasons?
Well, because they don't really have no concept that they're being robbed and that it's immoral for their money to be taken without their consent. They just say they would just rather be richer. You know, it's just more of a naive.
That's a good enough reason. I mean, they're naive, but it is a good enough reason.
Yeah, it is, because it's their money.
It is.
I completely agree. I got to look into some of these projects that you guys are mentioning, because I really have never really thought that any actual activity was happening on such fronts. I mean, it seems so daring.
Russell Canning, of course, you have to be daring. I mean, do you think that the Founding Fathers who put their fortunes on the lines weren't daring back then?
No,
they
absolutely
correct. Yeah, I mean they risked it all. In our case, I mean, have you actually investigated the Free State Project?
No, nothing yet. In fact, I only started listening to you guys about 2 weeks ago.
Learning. So you are brand new to this. Then you definitely need to go to freestateproject.org when you get a chance. Not only are they the sponsor of the show, but we're also all members of the Free State Project. We're all moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get together with people that feel this way. In fact, one of the guys who has already moved, Russell Canning up in Keene, which is also where we're moving to, he was arrested the other week for just going to the IRS office and trying to hand them a flyer. I mean, so, yeah, it's brazen, it's bold, but it's time.
And you're literally moving your life to New Hampshire.
That's correct.
Wow, that's also brave. I mean, again, you work for yourself, so that makes it slightly easier than most. But even just to change the lifestyle, ditching your friends or whatever, that's a big step for a lot of
right.
people.
I don't work for myself, and I intend on making the move as well.
There are a lot of people. I'd say most people that are going to the Free State don't work for themselves.
Right.
It's just a matter of finding a gig and moving.
What does the Free State mean? Why was New Hampshire chosen?
Excellent question.
Okay, well, you looked at me, so I'll field it. The Free State Project started originally as a project to gather 20,000 like-minded, freedom-oriented people to gather in a single state to set an example, to bring freedom, to minimize government, and to give people back their freedom and their money.
But why New Hampshire?
And the reason why New Hampshire was selected is because the first 5,000 members of the Free State Project have already gathered. Now, the reason why New Hampshire was selected is because
they haven't. No. They haven't gathered per se.
Well, I'm sorry. They haven't gathered. They've joined the project in from their respective states. And they voted. They voted on a state. Now, the vote was originally limited to, what was it?
Ten states?
10 states that were small enough in population and yet already somewhat freedom-oriented so that 20,000 people would have an effect and a noticeable effect. And New Hampshire, the vote was that New Hampshire was... There are so many reasons. There's a list on freestateproject.org of 101 different reasons.
And they're great.
The top one of the top reasons, I think, first of all, or two of the top reasons are the fact that there are so little taxes already there and that people are very freedom-oriented already.
Yeah, live free or die.
Live free or die.
No state income tax, no state sales tax.
But also the fact that New Hampshire has a port, I think, is also incredible.
That's big, too. And two international borders, the port and the border with Canada. That's important as well. So there's a lot more information at freestateproject.org. It definitely deserves your time, sir.
And I'm definitely going to research it now. If I said this kind of reminds me or is similar to a gulch, would that mean anything to you guys?
Yeah, there are certainly some people that would actually like to create such a thing. That's a reference to an Ayn Rand book where a bunch of freedom lovers got together and lived in the same place, right?
Essentially.
This is statewide. There's not one particular area in New Hampshire where you have to move to. There's a variety of different locations to where you can live there, and there's places that are more expensive, places that are less expensive, more rural, more urban, et cetera. So, up to you, just as long as you move to New Hampshire and get active.
Right.
That's the other key. Oh, by the way, one other thing. The 20,000 number, we're currently only at 7,000, just over 7,000 with the Free State Project.
In how long?
It's been a few years.
Okay.
And the original calculations done by Jason Sorens, the guy that founded the project, he was thinking that 20,000 people were going to be 20,000 people that were going to just kind of move up and sort of be active and vote and not do much else. He didn't realize, at the time when he created the project, he didn't realize that he was going to create a project that attracted the best of the best, the activists, the super activists, as he puts it. And now, come to realize, after only 150 people have moved into the state, they have figured out that it's going to take no more than 1,000 to 2,000 real activists to really make a difference
there. They have Libertarian Party representatives in New Hampshire. Name another state that has that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There isn't one. That's really the answer.
Check it out, Mike. We appreciate the call. And get in touch with us again sometime. Let us know what you think. Thanks. 800-259-9231. I mean, exciting, man.
Off of that, a little bit of a tangent, but I want to bring it up real quick. I want to stop mentioning something. I want to stop pointing it out. I kind of had this thought strike me the other day, and I was a little sickened by it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times, we bring up and we mention the live free or die thing about New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I want to say that it's disgusting that
Why?
The irony of the live free or die license plate.
Being on a license plate.
Yeah, okay, yes.
You know?
Yeah, but people still like the saying.
Yeah.
It's a nice saying.
And it is, I mean, as far as the 50 license plates, it's probably the best license plate.
And I don't have a problem with license plates. It's the registration sticker that they put on every year. I think that it makes sense to me that there should be a number on the back of a car in case it's used in a bank robbery. It's a little easier to find that particular car in case there's, you know, a whole bunch of silver Monte Carlos out there. You can find out, well, it's the Monte Carlo with this set of numbers and letters on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the renewing that set of numbers and letters every year that's really the reprehensible part.
Right. It's almost September, right?
It is. Yes.
So my registration is 2 months expired. I probably
oh
should take care of that.
You really
I wonder, do I need
it.
To take care of that before I get to New Hampshire, or, you know?
You've got another 4 months to go.
Three.
Something like that.
There's
three.
A good chance you could get pulled over and really screwed.
Well, what, the ticket's like, what, $50?
If you want to risk it, man.
It's $50. I mean, what, I'm going to go spend 25, or it's 25 plus 50. I mean, it's not that big
I'm
of a deal.
I'm not going to encourage you to do it, though.
I've got insurance, but, I mean, you know, it's a question.
We've
got
to go to the Amplifier line. George in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, speaking of license plate, mine, I got mine custom to say OPEC sucks.
All right, so what's on your mind?
Oil.
Anyway, yeah, I saw in the news and read in the paper this morning how Bush wanted to go to this fundraiser, and he wanted to have the carpool lanes on 395 in Northern Virginia shut down for 6 hours so he can drive his motorcade to this fundraiser.
6 hours?
Yeah, 6 hours. And so, and Virginia pretty much told him to go, well, F himself.
Yeah, really? I have this story, and basically that's what it said. You know, it was just going to be, this is going to be too much problem, Mr. President.
Oh, my God.
Take the helicopter, would you?
Am I breaking down a wall of radio by saying we talked about this on one of the breaks earlier, Ian?
Did we talk about this?
Yes. We didn't actually bring it up yet, but...
No, yeah, he actually just happened
to
bring
it up. Virginia.
Oh,
yes.
Good story, George. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9222.
Yeah, I like the fact that they told them to suck eggs.
That's awesome. And I'm sure the Virginia drivers really appreciated it.
Absolutely.
When they found out.
Probably not, but they shouldn't have to be appreciated.
Why wouldn't they appreciate it?
They shouldn't have to be appreciated.
I didn't say they should have to be, but I know I'd appreciate it if I found out that my travels were not going to be interrupted. Thanks. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
If you